You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
That's right, back-to-back days, joined by Mark Cabali. He's on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Cabali, kind enough to jump on, knowing that I'm alone, and because I begged him on the field after the celebrity softball game last night. How you doing, Mark? Did you enjoy your time? Your son Wyatt seemed to be living it up.
Yeah, he was very, very excited about getting some autographs. And as soon as he got home, the first person he ran in the house and told his mother he got the autograph of was Donnie Football. And he said, and I thought his, you know, he goes, you know what? I always thought his head was going to look like a football.
No. Like, what's his name? Hey Arnold from the Nickelodeon show back in the day.
Yeah, and you know, another one that really stood out on his ball was the Harry, quote, Nicholas, no, wait, Nicholas, quote, Harry Callis. Very good penmanship by Callis.
Yeah, Callis signs a much better autograph than I do. Shout out to the guy Andrew, by the way, who was sitting in the front row last night, who had a shirt on that said Crowley smells like warm oatmeal. That dude was awesome.
You put a little brown sugar and some milk in there. I mean, oatmeal is actually... has a very, I wouldn't even say it's an odor. It's a nice
fragrance.
Aroma.
Yeah, it's a good aroma. Yes. I'm a big just fan of the brown sugar oatmeal. Throw a little banana slices in there, Mark. Can't beat it.
Yeah, just like Troy Polamalu on Sesame Street. Fragrance.
Mm-hmm.
You see that?
I have fragrance. Seen them.
Great.
Mark Cabali, brought to you by Tri-State Office Furniture, the best in the business. Mark, you were as popular as any of the players last night after the game. You were signing autographs left and right. I was not stunned by this, but you were there just to take it in with your son and experience the wonderful vibes, and you walk onto the field so that he can get autographs from players, and you had to have had at least a dozen people, if not more, come up to you to sign balls. Does this happen all the time? You do have one of the more recognizable faces in Pittsburgh media.
That's probably what it is. You know, even in the stands, a lot of pictures taken, but let me put it this way. Those are my type of people, right? These are football people. These are sports people. These are McAfee people. And you put them all together in one group, they tend to gravitate towards me, sort of like WWE. So it was an interesting night. One of the fans actually signed my kid's ball because he said he was a fan of mine. I don't know how that all worked out.
Your son's head was spinning. He didn't know who was who. He didn't know who was quote unquote famous and who wasn't.
I know. One thing I could tell you about that event was this. Pony, what a piece of work he is, huh?
Well, the most controversial moment of the entire night was when Doran's son Jet came up to bat and hit a line drive that Pony reactively caught. And I will not crush Pony for that. The more I thought about it, he's got a screaming line drive coming back at him, Mark. I think the instinct there is to just catch the ball.
Yeah, then he showboated a little bit.
He did do that.
He got a lot of boos, and he was, you know, sucking it in a little bit. He was being a little bit of a when Koontz hit the ball back to him, he ran the ball to first base, just being a total
dork. Mark, you were talking about wrestling. I mean, Pony does play the heel better than just about anybody.
It's definite. Definitely. I mean, there's not too many people better than him. I mean, but come on. I mean, he has to somehow, even if he does catch the ball, drop it, right?
That's what he could have done. Yeah, instinctively you catch the ball and then you go, oh, me scoozy, and you drop the thing and you let Jet get to first base. That's probably what you got to do. Then when Doran hit a homer off of Pony, he was pimping that son of a gun, dude. He took 45 minutes to round the bases, and on his way to first, he was staring Pony down, which I found hilarious. Also, James Harrison, he did trip over home plate. Like he was coming in because it was a full team celebration. His knee went out from under him. It was actually quite scary. I think he's okay. I have yet to check in on him this morning. Also, James Harrison tackled me, and it's like getting hit by a tank, like in the middle of combat. Like this dude eviscerated me. And I was fearful for my Achilles for a second there. But, Mark, we've also – go on.
I got a question. Why are you playing shortstop, number one? And number two is you got to start working on your tracking of the pop-ups.
Okay. So real quick before we get into the football, I went out to short because Doran did slide into home plate, and he was like, I don't need to risk further injury by going out and playing the field. He was there to hit homers. He didn't want to get hurt playing shortstop. So I went out for a couple of innings in his stead, and I'll have you know, I recorded two assists, caught the final out, did not make an error, so I couldn't have done any better at shortstop.
Well, it wasn't very aesthetically pleasing the way you caught the ball.
That's true.
You were stumbling over the place, and you look like an 8-and-under kid trying to catch a pop-up.
Doesn't matter how it looks, just as long as the out is recorded. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Mark Caboli with us here. All right, Mark. So we find out yesterday that Juwan Jennings, wide receiver for the San Francisco 49ers, is unhappy with his contract status. Feel like we've been here before. Now, in 4 years, Jennings has 155 catches, 2,000 yards, 13 touchdowns. But he's only had one season that would really qualify him as a number one wide receiver, and that was last year. 77 catches, 975 yards, and 6 touchdowns. Because of that, I think he would be the perfect trade candidate for the Steelers because I don't think he's going to demand that top-end Brandon Ayuk money. I don't think he's going to be looking for $30 million, $28 million a season. And he could be the perfect number two from a salary standpoint behind DK Metcalf.
I guess. I just worry about a guy that just has the 1 year and basically trying to get a money grab. I don't have anything against him of having his opportunity to grab the money after the 77 catches last year when he was basically the de facto one, right? With Ayuk out and Debo hurt from time to time and not much of a running game whatsoever as well. So I get a little worried about that. I get a little worried about
that's fair
people who demand being traded because I'm unhappy with my contract. I mean, aren't they trying to rid themselves of players like that as well?
Well, they did just acquire one in Jonnu Smith who was unhappy with his contract, but I don't recall you disliking that move, Mark.
True, true, absolutely true. So I guess it depends on the quality of player we're talking about here. But I mean, there's a lot of variables that would go into that. I'm sure they would be interested just to see how much the price was. What is the price of a trade of a guy like that? How much would he want? At that point, do you just hope for the best from Austin and Robert Woods and Roman Wilson at that time? I don't think they're in a hurry to get anything done at that number two spot because they have that fallback plan of Jonnu Smith, even though it is a tight end, but you know, he's one of those guys that can play multiple positions. So you're not painting yourself into a corner here. At least you got something other than DK Metcalf and Pat Freiermuth. So, you know, if he was on, another thing is if he was that good and if the Steelers like him, I'm sure there's other teams out there would like him as
sure.
well. So I don't know. I'm still a big Calvin Austin guy. I would like to see what he does.
Yeah, I wanted to get into that. Mark Caballa, you know the voice, joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Last season, nice year for Calvin Austin. He was slotted in pretty much in the slot role, pun intended. 36 catches, 550 yards, 4 touchdowns. You seem to have more belief in Calvin than your average Joe Schmo beat writer, and I think I have the sense of Steelers Nation. I think you believe in him more than Steelers Nation does. Now, I think the Steelers believe in him, but why do you think he can take another step forward this year?
Well, I think he's continuously got better. I mean, this guy that missed his entire rookie season because of that, foot injury, I believe, foot and ankle, something like that. But he has continued to got better. I mean, he's had what now? 3-4 quarterbacks? Is that what we see right now? 3-4 quarterbacks in his career? And I think you see him getting a little bit better every single season. Now he's in that year 4 of his contract. It's a money year, which is always huge. I mean, for all we know, he could be assigned in September. I mean, he has
so
not been.
So I was going to bring that up too, yet. Mark. If they, he hasn't been approached, you're saying. If they as much as you do, I mean, you would think that they would try to get something done. More
that
so.
That was as of probably mid-June.
Last time you checked on that.
Yeah. So I don't know. But that's more something they would deal with in mid to late August if they feel that's the place.
And it would be more of a Deshaun Elliott kind of thing than it obviously would be a TJ Watt kind of thing.
It'd probably be $10 million a season, right? Isn't that an average price of a 2/3?
I would think so. I mean, that's what Mike Williams signed for last year, and he's better than that version of Mike Williams, there's no question.
Yeah, I mean, even if it's not Calvin Austin, I mean, we all looked at Roman Wilson as that number three guy or the third-round pick who has taken that step, at least in the spring here, that looks like he could be a player as well. So that's why I don't think there's a big push to getting something done right now. Now, if he falls into your lap, I'm taking him. You know, Jennings, why not if he falls in your lap for nothing? But I'm not giving up much of any assets and paying the guy. Like I said, I think Austin is a guy that works his butt off. He's fast. He now has a quarterback that could probably highlight his, you know, accentuate what he does the best as well, too, because so I think it's all set up for Austin to have a pretty decent season, who doesn't really need to be that de facto two. I mean, you got other guys there. So
I think you're looking at more opponent-specific game plan with Austin, with Jonnu Smith, with Freiermuth. They're all different shapes and sizes with different skill set. You said it yesterday, but I wanted to expand on it a little bit. It seemed, this is at least what I gathered from you, that you think it's more likely that they would acquire another safety before they would get another wide receiver.
I would think that that's number one on the list.
Not a Juan Thornhill believer.
No, I'm not even saying the Juan Thornhill believer, but they base their whole organization on having competition. And where's the competition at for a guy that nobody wanted last year, who had a bad season for the Cleveland Browns? He didn't come in here and spend, what was it, 6 OTAs and 3 minicamps and say, boy, we got a steal. I mean, they can't believe that. They might say that, but they can't believe that. That's why I think they need to add somebody in the veteran leadership role, even if it is, you know, even if you do go to Sean Elliott, what if somebody gets hurt? You going with Miles Killebrew? I mean, what do you have behind that? So I think that's all set up as a veteran guy that they would like to get. But that could be done in September when there might be somebody come free as well. So I mean, the Thornhill thing to me, from being a guy that is a minimal free agent, a second-tier free agent, to becoming, you know, a star, just doesn't mesh for me right now. It just doesn't make sense in this defense. So that's why I think there's something else on the agenda.
Mark, this was wonderful. I appreciate your time, and it was fun seeing you in your element last night. Let's do it again on Monday, pal. What do you say?
How much sleep you get, Adam?
Oh, I got plenty compared to Harry Callis. Harry, he got to Harry the station out at 1:30 a.m. last night, or this morning, I guess. And I woke him up at about 4:50 today, sleeping in the producer's chair. He's fighting through it. We respect him for that.
He didn't trust himself getting up in time then, huh?
Nope.
He did not.
Not even a little bit.
But you know what? You couldn't tell by his early morning show. It sounded as good as it always does.
I tell you, Harry put in some work yesterday, man. His light gray shirt turned into dark gray shirt with all that humidity.
You know, my wife brought that up after the game. She said, maybe Harry shouldn't go with the gray shirt, because I defended Harry. I said, you could see his sweat more than anybody else's based on the color of shirt he was wearing. But make no mistake, every single one of us was dripping out there in that humidity. So he was far from the only sweater out there. All right, Mark, thank you for your time.
All right, see you, fellas.
Thanks a lot. Mark Caboli from the Pat McAfee Show. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Rob Manfred said something on the Pat McAfee Show yesterday that I think should give Pirates fans hope. We'll get to that coming up at the bottom of the hour. But I want to get into what Mark had to say about Calvin Austin and Jawan Jennings in this segment. We'll get to that coming up next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season, because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Harry and I having a heart-to-heart during the break. Harry was out until 1:30 in the morning with all the celebrities from the softball game. He's producing the show, as well as he always does. I turned in early because I knew I had to host the show today. Doran, who is heavily involved with all things celebrity softball game, he was always going to be off today. I do think he tweaked his knee last night, though, so we're going to have to check in with him today, see how he's doing. I want to talk about what Mark had to say in the last segment, and I like Calvin Austin III. I think he is a good slot receiver in the NFL. He's got speed to burn. He's got good hands. I think he's a nice route runner, and last year was really his first full season in the NFL. That being said, you don't contend for championships with Calvin Austin III as your number two wide receiver. And I think they have hope that Roman Wilson's going to be that guy, but he didn't play last year. He couldn't, quote unquote, jump on that move and train. And if you're going all in, like the Steelers have this year, go out and get somebody else. And I know that this topic comes up over and over and over again on our show, on the station, in column inches here in Pittsburgh. Message boards, Reddit, everyone wants to talk about the Steelers getting a number two wide receiver. And that wasn't on the docket until you see that Juwan Jennings could be available. Last season, the number one wide receiver for the San Francisco 49ers, 77 catches, 975 yards, and 6 touchdowns. Adam Schefter reporting he wants a new contract. And if something can't get worked out with the Niners, he could get moved. I think he'd be the perfect solution for the Steelers at wide receiver two. You go out, you get Aaron Rodgers. You spend all this money on DK Metcalf. You trade Minkah Fitzpatrick. You bring in Jonnu Smith. You bring in Jalen Ramsey. You are trying to win right now. Now, you haven't given up futures assets. I think it's a good plan by Omar Khan. Try to win now, knowing that next year, hopefully you find your franchise quarterback. Don't know how they're going to execute it, but in philosophy, totally get it. Totally fine with the process here. But you're one spot short, I think. Maybe two if you include safety, though I don't value safeties. Deshaun Elliott is a really good player. If your worst player on your defense is a safety when you've got a great pass rush and three good corners, I think you live with it. But you probably got two holes. Safety, wide receiver, two. Juwan Jennings is perfect to me. This guy screams wide receiver too. You're not collecting football cards, although I guess in some instances this offseason they are. And football cards that would have been worth more, let's say, in 2017 than they are now. But you don't need to go out and trade for Tyreek Hill. You don't need to go and trade for Brandon Ayuk. You don't need to go out and trade for Terry McLaurin. You've got a wide receiver. One, his name is DK Metcalf, and you're paying him $150 million over the next 5 years if he plays out the full length of the contract. Juwan Jennings ain't going to break the bank, folks. 3 years of football. 3 years of football that actually weren't as good as the last season we saw of Calvin Austin. 242 yards in 2021, 416 yards in 2022, 265 yards in 2023, and then last year's whenever he broke out. Injury, you know, necessity being the mother of invention last season with the 49ers. Everyone's hurt. And so he becomes the guy. And he has a nice year. But one nice year, not elite year, ain't going to get you top dollar. What I think it could get him is something like Darius Slay money. Darius Slay has a bigger body of work than Juwan Jennings and has had more quality seasons than Juwan Jennings. 3 seasons where he had more than 700 yards receiving. But he has never had a season as good as the best season from Juwan Jennings. The best Darius Slayton has done in a year is 770 yards and 4 touchdowns. That was with the Giants in 2023. He's getting 3 years, $36 million, an average annual value of $12 million a season. Getting paid less money than guys like Rashad Bateman, Darnell Mooney, Khalil Shakur, Cortland Sutton, Cooper Kupp now at his advanced age, Jerry Jeudy, Christian Kirk, Mike Evans, a lot of whom are better players than a Juwan Jennings. It's like Tutu Atwell territory. Josh Palmer territory. You ain't breaking the bank, I don't think, if you trade for Juwan Jennings and then give him the contract he wants. 3 years, $36 million. People have been begging the Steelers to pay more money on offense. How about adding $12 million a year to the payroll on the offensive side? You're paying Metcalf. You're paying him. You're paying Jonnu Smith one more year after this. You've got Pat Freiermuth's contract. Those are the only guys you're paying on offense. You'll probably move off of Isaac Seumalo after this year. You won't be paying him. You're paying four guys. You're not going to pay a quarterback next year. You're going to have a rookie. And then you're going to have the second half of Mason Rudolph's contract at $4 million. And you're going to have Will Howard part of that quarterback room. You're not spending on quarterback. You want to spend some on offense. There you go. And this isn't collecting football cards. You're not trying to stack the deck here with superstar big-name dudes. DK Metcalf and then a Tyreek Hill. DK Metcalf and then a Terry McLaurin. Both better players. I don't need great. I need a viable number two and a guy who's proven himself. Juwan Jennings did that. Now, for a much better offensive mind in Kyle Shanahan, fair enough. But you add Juwan Jennings to this group, and all of a sudden, I look around the Steelers' offense and I go, hey, that's pretty good. And it would fit into the structure of what they're trying to do from a process standpoint. This year, you're going all in, trying to win, without giving up a ton of futures, or any futures, really. You got 12 picks in next year's draft. And then next year, when you've got your rookie quarterback, he's dropping back behind an offensive line with Zach Frazier, who's going to be an all-pro at some point, two tackles with a ton of talent, although we need to see it from those guys, a right guard who I thought flashed and looked pretty good at the end of last season, who looks part of the solution. You're handing it to Caleb Johnson, who's a scheme fit. You're throwing the ball to DK Metcalf, Juwan Jennings. Calvin Austin's all of a sudden your number three, or maybe you don't re-sign him at that point. You probably don't, actually. And you got two good tight ends. That's a pretty good nest for a young little baby bird quarterback to fly into, no? I think it makes all the sense in the world. Now, what would you have to give up to get Juwan Jennings? I'm not thinking a third. Be surprised to see how little these guys go for. I'm at least making the call. Are you? 412-928-9370. I want to talk to Ian's out there about this coming up next. Again, at 412-928-9370. Also, Rob Manfred was on with Pat McAfee yesterday, and did he actually give Pirates fans some hope?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
The fact of the matter is, Pittsburgh's a great sports town. There are tons and tons of really passionate Pirates fans who remember when the Pirates were a great, great team year in, year out. And they just want to look at the system and say, we got a fair chance to win when you're sitting around in February looking at, you know, spring training and what the year's going to be like. And we need to deal with that issue.
Rob Manfred, Commissioner of Major League Baseball, on with Pat McAfee. I'll take you one step further, Mr. Manfred. There are tons of Pirates fans, like me, like Harry Callis, of a younger generation, that haven't seen the Pirates ever be consistently good and are still diehards. The radio ratings would back that up. The TV ratings would back that up, despite attendance not looking great. And let's face it, why would it be? They're 19 games under 500 this year, and Paul Skenes doesn't pitch every night. It's just one out of every five. But there is a sleeping giant of a baseball town here. We saw it in 13, 14, and 15. We saw it with the Cueto game. We saw those atmospheres for playoff baseball at PNC Park. And you need some damn competitive balance. And Rob Manfred finally going to a place where he's not gone before, where you've rarely heard commissioners of Major League Baseball go before. And I think what we're getting at is a salary cap and salary floor. And he's not saying stuff like that without the backing of some of the more prominent owners. Remember, he works for them, not the other way around. So I've got some level of optimism that something could change come the next collective bargaining agreement. Now, it could get messy. It will get messy. But here's the question, because I heard Pony and Mueller talking about this yesterday, and they talked to Dan Zangrilli about this, and I've heard a bunch of national experts talk, and I see how Pirates fans react. I saw a Twitter thread just yesterday where fans were arguing, saying, yeah, that would help, but the Pirates will still be the Pirates even if there's a salary cap and a salary floor, because they don't know how to operate a baseball franchise. And Mueller talked about it more eloquently than I will, or than the hoi polloi on Twitter did, and kind of said the same thing, that while, yeah, a salary cap is necessary, it wouldn't solve all the Pirates' problems. That's probably true, but you know what? I ain't quite that cynical. If the highest payroll of Major League Baseball is 250 and you set the floor at like 125, man, is that going to go a long way. It's going to go a long way. Right now, you got the Mets up over $330 million. The Pirates right now spending $89 million. You add $35 million to the payroll, it's going to make a big difference. Now, ideally, it would be something like $150. And if it is, I think you could get players on board with that. I have always been so cynical that I never thought that the players' union would sign up for a salary cap. And I am not an economics major. Far from it. In fact, I failed economics twice in college. And the first time, I felt so bad that I had done so poorly, I said, you know what, even though I failed, I'm going to still go take the final. I mean, you're paying for the credits, right? I show up, I look at the test. I could ace the thing, I'm still not passing. I wrote my name on it, turned it in, and walked out. I'm not an economics guy. But I was looking at some of the numbers today. You got four teams spending above $250 million. You got 14 teams below $150 million. Half the damn league spending less than $150 million. Seven teams spend below $125. So what's the floor? $150? I would love it. $125? I'd live with it. But if you're the players, why wouldn't you sign off on this? And if someone's smarter than me, which is definitely not an impossibility, you give me a call at 412-928-9370. If only four teams are spending over 250 and you bring it down to 250 and you force those 14 teams to then spend above $150 million, you're still going to have exorbitant baseball contracts. A lot of the middle tier guys, the good players, not great players, they would benefit from a salary floor. I think the same amount of money winds up getting spread around. You're just getting paid by a different source. And who cares? If you're making $100 million, you're making $100 million. So if you go 250, 150, I think you got a good shot for the players to sign off on this. Eventually, it would probably lead to a lockout. Because you wouldn't start the bidding there, right? You wouldn't, that wouldn't be, that's not the art of negotiation, the art of the deal. And I think it would help the Pirates significantly. You have collective balance, or not collective balance, you have competitive balance, excuse me, in the NHL. You have it in football. Now, the NHL is not some grand beacon of success. It's a niche sport. We love it around here, but it's not viewed that way across the country. But I kind of look at baseball as hockey on steroids. It's more popular than hockey, but it's regional. When big market teams are in the World Series will do good numbers. When they're not, the World Series won't because it's regional. But you still need collective or competitive balance. I've done it again, Harry. I have failed that twice as I failed econ twice in college. I'm not going to say it a third time.
You suck.
I do. And I'm not even hungover like you. You can't tell me if the Dodgers are spending less money, if the Yankees are spending less money, the Mets and the Red Sox are spending less money, and the Pirates are spending more money, that it wouldn't help the collective balance of the league. Of course it would. And it would make it much more likely that guys like Paul Skeens, if you win, will actually spend some more time in the cities that they're drafted than they do now. If the NFL had the same economic system as Major League Baseball, Patrick Mahomes would have played out his rookie deal in Kansas City and then wind up with the Giants, Jets, Chargers, or Rams. That's the way that would have gone. Perhaps Philadelphia, maybe the New England Patriots. That's it, folks. That's the list. But he is the biggest star in professional football in one of the smallest markets in professional football because you've got competitive balance, you have a salary cap, you have a salary floor. It would unquestionably help the Pirates be more competitive. And Rob Manfred would not have to give up big-time TV markets being in the World Series, they'd still have an advantage because $250 million is still better than a $150 or $125. You would still see the Red Sox, the Yankees, the Dodgers, the Mets, the big market teams have an advantage, but it wouldn't be as wide of a gulf. So you'd still see those big market teams make the playoffs, I think, more often than not. But you'd see teams like the Pirates be able to punch above their weight class a little bit more. Now, again, it's not the only problem, because the Brewers, the Rays, the Marlins to a lesser extent, and they've won a couple of World Series in their history, though it hasn't happened in a long time for them. The Royals won in 2015. It can be done, and you can win consistently with a small market team if you have a good front office in place. It does not solve every issue, but my God, it goes a long way. 412-928-9370. Love your thoughts on that. When we come back, Neil Walker is going to join us at the top of the hour, and I've got a good hypothetical, I think, for you coming up at 9:35 about the impending lockout in 2027. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. O'Neill Cruz put on a show last night in the Home Run Derby. Neil Walker going to join us to talk about that, among other things, at the top of the 9 o'clock hour. We're talking about a potential salary cap and salary floor in Major League Baseball. Rob Manfred said on the Pat McAfee show he'd like there to be an economic system that would help Pirates fans. And a texter brings up a good point, because I talked about the players and whether or not they would want a salary cap, salary floor system. And a texter writes in, Crawley, it's not just the players. The owners don't want a cap floor. They will vote it down. Watch, you will see if it even comes to a vote. Yeah, I think that's incredibly nuanced. So you'll have some big market owners, right, that don't want a salary cap because they want the significant advantage. But you'll have other big market owners, I believe, that want a cap floor because they want the revenue sharing money to be spent on Major League Baseball and not to be pocketed by owners. You're also going to have some small market owners that obviously want the salary cap and floor because they want their team to have a chance to be more competitive more routinely. And you'll have some owners that like the system the way it is because you can pocket the revenue sharing money. Now, that's as deep as I can get into it, because I went to West Virginia. It took me 5.5 years to graduate, and I flunked economics twice. In fact, I failed university library 5 times. That's where they teach you how to use the Dewey Decimal System and how to find books according to alphabetical order. It was an online class, and it was due every Thursday, and we used to drink on Thursdays. So that's as deep as I can get into things from an economic standpoint. And I think where this all leads to, though, because there is probably going to be disagreement among owners and there's going to be disagreement among those in the players' union, I think it's all leading towards probably a full season lockout in 2027. And that's what we'll get into at the bottom of the 9 o'clock hour, what it looks like if that happens, if you have to miss out on a full season. And more importantly, if players will accrue a year of service time that year. Because if there's a lockout and the players get what they want and it counting towards a full year of service time, that's one less year without Paul Skeens. Woof. So we'll get into all that in the 9 o'clock hour. Neil Walker is going to join us next. But I will say one thing that gives me a modicum, a sliver of hope here, is that Rob Manfred brought it up with Pat McAfee. Competitive balance. If the commissioner's bringing it up, there's enough owners that are giving him the backing on that for him to bring it up on a highly rated, incredibly popular radio show. Now, you're going to need everyone to agree, and that's probably where it all goes to hell in a handbasket. But when the commissioner of baseball, the commissioner of football, the NBA commissioner, when they're saying stuff, that means they have a backing of at least the majority of the owners. So there's a modicum of hope, a sliver of hope. Okay, Neil joins us next. First, Fam Weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 81, Phil Kessel, low of 71, Evgeny Malkin, 65% chance of rain.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.